Time for the lighter side, brought to you by Farmington Bank. Christine's been collecting some stories. What do you have?
Oh, I was waiting for the music. What happened to our lighter side music?
Oh, the music? You want that?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Budget cuts. You're going to have to deposit 25 cents in that slot right there.
I don't know if I can. All right, here you go.
Go ahead.
That wasn't even a full quarter. It was a skittle.
It's a pay-for-play radio day here at Craig & Company. Here's Christine.
Imagine making your spouse so mad that you just forget that you're no longer with them because you left them behind. A husband and wife were sailing from Newport, Rhode Island,
right,
to East Greenwich, Rhode Island, on their 39-foot sailboat.
Right.
And at some point, the woman fell overboard.
Oh, look at that.
And she managed to swim to an island, and the Coast Guard rescued her, I don't know, about 12 hours later. She had hypothermia, but the husband didn't realize that she had fallen.
How do you know the husband didn't push her over?
That's my question!
And as she fell into the water, he said, "I've got two words for you, Natalie Wood!"
He thought she'd just been below deck the whole
time.
And he didn't figure she was missing until he stopped sailing around 2 o'clock in the morning.
So they had a fight.
Yeah.
Some kind of fight because she was telling him he was doing it wrong.
Yet you're doing that all wrong. The jib should be on the other side.
She fell in and that's it.
That's it. You can predict how much money someone makes by their favorite type of music. What's your favorite type of music, Eric?
I like jazz.
It's not on the list.
Yeah, I see.
It's not on my list.
Okay, I just disproved your whole bit.
Classical fans make the most money.
All right. NPR.
Yeah, and people who listen to country music, I'm sorry to say, make the least amount of money on this list.
Yay, Hughes. Yay, Hughes. Make the And guys who host country morning shows make the least.
Also make the least. Speaking of hosting shows, today is National Radio Day,
Yes,
Gary.
It is National Radio Day. How are we supposed to celebrate this?
We're supposed to do special shout-outs.
What kind of shout-outs?
By the way, 71% of people who listen to the radio listen in their car.
Right.
71%.
Yeah.
So
people don't really listen to the radio in their kitchen when they first get up.
Although with Alexa and all these others, people are starting to listen at home.
Alexa, put on Craig & Company.
Right. 2 out of 3 people listen to the radio every day. Mostly it's women. And finally, you're not going to believe this, 9% of people say radio stations don't play enough commercials and should have more.
What? What? You want more commercials?
9% of people.
So you and I will shut up. I get it. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If somebody had their radio next to Alexa.
Yes.
And we killed all the music, like we killed this music.
Yeah, you can trigger Alexa.
Right here, and I said on this mic, Alexa, show me Chinese restaurants in the area.
You don't say show me. She's not going to show you.
Oh, what is it? What do you say?
You have to speak to her like she's a human. Alexa, what are the Chinese restaurants in the area?
So if I said that and the radio.
She's already going nuts for people who have her in their house
really?
Right now. Yes.
Alexa,
stop.
Find anything.
Thank you, Gary. It's been very helpful.
Yeah, well.
You are listening to Craig & Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.